Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As we draw closer and closer to Pentecost, I want you to notice, I mentioned this a couple of days ago, but I want you to notice how many of the readings parallel throughout this week, the readings parallel what one of the disciples of Christ is going through this week. It's Paul, and it parallels us, gives us the gospel readings of what happened to Jesus. And I think it tells us a number of things, but one of the things I want to comment on today is it shows us that to be a disciple of Christ is an incredible privilege, but it will cost us everything. It will cost us everything. And if you try to compromise, it will not work. The compromise will lead you to lessening more and more and more, decreasing more and more your participation in that which is holy. So very clear choices have to be made. When society was more Christian, when the culture at least upheld Christian principles and protected them, it was a little easier. But now, when there is great opposition to that which is Christian, to that which is Catholic, to its principles, its tenets, its beliefs, you've got to be deeply rooted in Christ to stand firm, or you will be lost. I don't want anyone who has heard this program ever to be lost, but I want to say to you, we need today courage to stand for the truth. And God will supply it if we commit ourselves to it and allow His grace to cover us. Living our faith is not the little side pocket that's reserved for Sundays and holy days of obligation. Those are simply expressions of it, but it's an everyday reality. My choices every day indicate whether I'm a disciple or not. And you want to be a disciple of Christ. Read what He promises. So this is no just simple religious commemoration. Oh yeah, this celebrates when the Holy Spirit came upon the people. It celebrates the life of the Holy Spirit in the whole risen and glorified body of Christ. It lives in Him, the Spirit of God, and that Spirit is given to us that we might follow in the Lord's footsteps and bring many to salvation in Him. That's the purpose of life. Really. To love and to be loved. To serve. To allow ourselves to be served when that's appropriate. To give and give and give and not count the cost. To follow Him, whatever it costs us. The Holy Spirit will empower you to do that. But the choice is yours. God will never coerce you. And because He's quiet does not mean that He doesn't care or that He's indifferent to you. He's allowing you to exercise your free will. And the more you exercise it according to His promise and according to His word and according to His commandments, all the more will you know the power of God within you. But if you say, nope, this is my life, I'm going to do with it whatever I want, you're going to have a pretty miserable life in the long run. And you could end up being condemned for eternal life. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't go that way. Turn to Him. Turn to Him today. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. And then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Now, Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees, and they had very conflicting views. So here's Paul. Here's innocent as a dove, but wise as a serpent. Paul knew, because he taught so eloquently, he knew he could turn this one group, the Sadducees, against the Pharisees. He knew he could do it. And that would cause confusion. And that's what he was after. You can be wise in the ways of the world if you can use them for the glory of God. And so Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees. So he called out before the whole Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial because I hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. So he says, "I'm on trial because I hope in the resurrection of the dead." Well, he's going to get all the Pharisees on his side. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, so this is violent, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him. The Lord's always with us, especially in those times. But he gave Paul an actual sense of his presence, and he heard these words, "Take courage. For just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." Paul knew what awaited him. Psalm 16, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe that I will never deny you. Keep me safe, O God, for you are my hope. For in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord, are you. O Lord, my allotted portion of my cup, you it is who hold fast to my life. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I've set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. I will not die forever, brothers and sisters. I will not be destroyed, for my hope is in Christ." Can you say that? "You will show me the path to life, fullness of joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever." This is not ephemeral. This is not some kind of fairy tale. This is the reality of what awaits us when we remain faithful to God. May you and I remain faithful unto death, no matter what. And the gospel for today is John 17, 20-26. We see now the trial and the persecution and the pain that Paul is going through, and it parallels now with Jesus. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." So Jesus is saying, I don't just pray for Paul and all those who were at the beginning, so to speak, of Christianity, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That's you and me. Jesus is praying for us, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, to be so united to God that we're one with God. Brothers and sisters, there aren't even words to describe what that means for us. Please don't sell your soul for some paltry sum that will wither and die in this world. Please. Trust me, this is true. I stake my life on it. God prepares for you a place in the kingdom of heaven if we follow him now. Is it hard? Yes. Was it hard for Paul? Yes. Was it hard for Jesus? Yes. Why do we think it should be less for us? Father, you are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Look at that. You are loved as the Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father, and you are given of His Holy Spirit to help you to embrace that love and the price that you pay to embrace that love. But it's an eternal reward that is priceless, that is beyond your comprehension and beyond mine. But it awaits those who are faithful. Lift up your heads, brothers and sisters. And notice this. This verse again and again. You loved them even as you loved me. The Father loves me like He loves Jesus. That's a gift that I can't even take it in. I can't even comprehend that I am loved as Jesus loves the Father and the Father loves Jesus. I'm drawn into that same love. I'm loved that way. So are you. This is the truth, and it's the work of the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to you. That's why you want the Holy Spirit to have a prominent place in your life, in your prayer. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you. And they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me, the love with which you loved me, may be in them and I in them. God wants in Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to give you Himself. You, finite creature, the infinite God so loves you that He wants to live in a union of love with you for all eternity. You are that loved. It's not, you'll get inside the door of the kingdom, maybe. God wants you right in His heart forever, the source of all beauty, all truth, all love, all goodness. Wants union with you. I want you to take some time today just to ponder that. Because in a certain way, it's beyond comprehension. How would the infinite God even care about me? He's infinite. He sees everything. How could He even think of me? But He does. And He knows you through and through. He knows you. What does Psalm 139 tell us? Before we were born, He knew us in our mother's womb. God sees you right now, right at this moment, and He's saying to each of us, come to me. All you who labor and are heavily burdened, come to me. And I will give you the strength and the power and the assurance and the love to follow me until we see one another face to face. May God enkindle in you a greater and greater faith that this word is true. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.